Hello, everybody. My name is Marilyn Gordon, and I'm here tonight with Rico Camacho, and we're going to be talking about life transformation, about hypnosis and gold, and we're going to be talking about TM and all kinds of wonderful things. And are you there, Rico?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Great, great. Well, in a way, I'm going to be interviewing Rico. He's a very interesting person, and he's got a lot to say and a lot he's doing. And first, I'll just tell you a bit about myself. I'm a hypnotherapist, and I'm called the Life Transformation Teacher. And I have all kinds of things that I'm offering. And if you're interested in finding out more, you can go to my website at lifetransformationsecrets.com or hypnotherapycenter.com. So, Rico, how are you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. I had some technical difficulties with my phone. I have a new G1, and it's kind of, well, it's a G1, so it's working under Android, and I just have to have it flashed and have it transferred to ATP or something.
So you got it all taken care of, though, huh?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you have a lot of projects that you're doing right now. You've got a lot of irons in the fire, and you want to tell people about them. And they sound pretty exciting, in fact, kind of awesome, as a matter of fact. You have something to do with gold. What is that?
Well, we have a small pueblo that's out of Hichu, Guanajuato. That's the pueblo. It's pueblo of Hichu.
What is
and
that you have?
It's Hichu, Guanajuato.
Uh-huh.
And it's located in Guanajuato, California. And, I'm sorry, Guanajuato, Mexico. And they have a gold mine, and I have already spoken with the Pueblo president, and they want to open the mines up to help the economy and to further assist in rebuilding schools, the water infrastructure. We're going to put in a stadium as well as an auditorium. The soccer stadium is more clarified in description. And they're just really on fire about this, and they just want to get moving pretty soon.
So you're involved in this project, is that right?
That's correct.
And how are you involved? What do you have to do with this?
I worked in the gold field for a while. It was kind of a progression, as many things are in my life especially. I started off in real estate, and finally people started asking me about diamonds and then progressed to gold and silver. And it gave me a real wealth of information to go forward. And that's where, when I went back to Mexico, and I've been there about, geez, probably 150 times, I was given a tour of the gold mines, and they were all constructed. This was back in 1942, and they were open for about a week before people started dying from the explosions, and it was just uncontrolled blasts and whatnot, and they shored up the mines with concrete, and the mines are operational fully today, or pending, they will be, and we're just asking for investors who are willing to literally invest in a gold mine opportunity.
So are you an investor in this project?
Very directly. I have already invested pretty much everything that I own, driving or flying into Mexico and setting up all the contacts that I need to get this moving quickly.
And what are you looking for? What do you want from other people?
I am seeking investors in the project. First, to open the mines, which is the most important part. It's estimated at $50,000. And I have two plans with which to convey this, and that would be either 50 investors at $1,000, which many are, you know, I mean, today it's tight, or a single investor of $50,000 total. And when investors make their donations, first off, they will be returned directly to them, doubled in returns, and they can either use it into the institute directly, or they can use it in their own charities.
Great. So how can they get in touch with you if they're interested in investing in this?
That
how can they
I
find
have,
out more also?
Absolutely. I have a toll-free number set up. I go through onebox.com, and my toll-free number is 888-971-7771.
You want to say that again?
Sure. 1-888-971-7771.
So tell me a little bit more about what people will get.
Any investor who invests, whether they be the $1,000 or the $5,000, will be given a condo in the Facility Institute. They will have full access to all of the services provided via the investors and via the Institute Trust. and they will have full access to absolutely everything, including the teaching services like you give, hypnosis for myself, and many of the other items that they will have will be offered in a luxury, high-rise, 177 stories in this huge institute resort.
Well, that sounds pretty amazing. So when is this supposed to happen?
As soon as possible. That's why I'm on here with you tonight, to garner the interest. And I know that this world is changing very fast, and people are losing their money, they're losing their homes, and they are just frankly fed up. And there's a lot of movement right now, especially with Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, who have attached their bills, and they are now at 277 speakers in the House. Delegates in the House who have already signed on to the plan to audit the Fed and return to a gold system. And what people don't realize is that via the KPFA radio station, and I've also heard it on BBS radio, Obama has it scheduled for July 7th to seize all gold again like they did in 1967 and in 1942. So this is something that's going to happen, and people are going to lose a lot of money, and the interest rates right now are already stated at what will be, as of July 11th, at 50%, which means everything that you earn, 50% of it will go to the government.
Well, it remains to be seen.
True.
So, is there anything else about this that you want to tell people, Rico? You want to tell me anything about yourself?
Oh, yes. Well, first, I've known you for 15 years. I mean, you have been de facto, I guess I can only say mentor. And I have many websites. I have one called gayhypnotist.com. I have another one. It's called Deceived by Reality, which
What's
is my
called?
Predominant.
Say that again.
Deceived by Reality.
Okay.
All one word.
Okay.
.com. And it's run under WordPress. And anybody that wants to check out more about me directly, they can check out either of those websites. Excuse me.
Great. Okay, excellent. And they can call you and talk to you a little bit more. Right?
Absolutely. At the toll-free number, they can just hit zero, and it'll transfer to me directly.
Now, you were talking about this Mammoth Hypnosis Center that you're creating.
Correct.
This sounds, it sounds like a huge project. Can you talk a little bit more about this?
Sure. Using the funds from the mining, we are planning to build a, like I said, it was a 177-story building, a luxury resort.
Why so tall, Rico?
Well, it's to accommodate all of the offices and all of the investors, because, I should clarify that, the investors will be seated on the investor board, which I will approve and I directly control. But everybody who makes these donations will have their own suite in the tower, and they will also be able to convey their own services so that we can offer a whole host of meditation, hypnotherapy, and to decipher for them what all of this entails and means.
So you're planning this in Mexico, is that what you were saying?
That's correct, yes,
and,
ma'am.
And what part of Mexico is that?
That is in Hichu, Guanajuato. It's in the eastern side of the province of Guanajuato. It's about 20 minutes from León, as an easier example.
Well, it sounds like a very ambitious project, that's for sure.
A lot of my ambition has come from my overall drive. I mean, and a lot of it was being in the U.S. military first, traveling around the world, and I saw a lot of the injustices that are imposed upon people simply by the military presence and the ever drive for war. We go in and we bomb and then we come back and repair, and it's just an ongoing cycle of humanitarian waste because you watch the lives being destroyed and the people who are being killed, and it's just needless. So when I met Javier Camacho, my partner, he agrees that he's going to join me as the co-chairman of this endeavor, along with his mom, who has been a long-time resident, and they have been separated for over 13 years, as that Javier is here working two jobs, supporting me and also garnering money every month to send her $500 a month. So there's a lot of, you are correct, this is a monumental task. And a lot of this will be paid, again, out of the tranches, as they're referred to, of the gold. And in my experience, and in direct gold transactions, we can garner up to 2,500 metric tons per week. And that's on a conservative scale. And what we're planning to do as well is to move on and open additional gold mines through contact with Calderon, the president at the present time, and Vicente Fox, who the presidents, both present and past, have direct relations with and have already conveyed this to them. And they are going to sign over their land rights, again, for the 99-year lease.
And you have seen these mines, is that correct?
Absolutely. I have witnessed the one in Hichu. I have not visited the other one.
What does it look like?
It's huge. It extends into a valley. The valley goes probably 500 feet deep. It's like a ravine. It's hotter than, for lack of a better word, hell. It was, when I was there, it was over 123 degrees outside.
Oh, my goodness. That's hot.
Is
that good for the gold?
Well, I mean, the gold is a secondary item here.
Okay.
But when I stood in front of the mine opening, they had a steel gate in front, and the wind was absolutely, it was like a refrigerator in standing in front. It was like an air conditioner, and it was wonderful. And I walked inside the mine because the gates were not locked, and we just pulled them open, and we walked. It was pitch black, and the only thing that I had was a little flashlight. And my accompanying partner, the gentleman who was there, which is the cousin of Javier, was walking with me, and he was cautioning me to be very careful because there's a lot of deep shafts that just expose very quickly. So we sat there for a few minutes and just enjoyed the air conditioning before we went shuttling back out to the Range Rover to jump back into his truck to get back into the air conditioner. So it was, and mind you, Marilyn, this is going to be also used for wind energy. We're going to be using what's called as a gyroshock, which basically spins, and we're going to collect every aspect and utilize every resource, including solar, which is going to run all of the electric for the Institute and as well as supply power for the Hichu Pueblo. They will receive free everything as a result of these investments, including the schools, including the soccer match. And we plan to have people such like Paula Abdul come in and to teach these people the movement so that we can make them, too, into a world-class, worldwide attraction and invite tourism from all over the world simply by the live broadcasts that we are planning to entail and build and have all of the events broadcast. And that's including the cheerleaders and the soccer players. Many of them are already a world-class, this is just my opinion. They play soccer like we play baseball.
So, Rico, if people would like to verify some of this information about the mines and find out about them, is there any place that they can do some research if they'd like?
Absolutely. You can go into Google and you can just type in Hichu Guanajuato Mine.
Okay, you got to spell that one.
It's H-I-C-H-U.
H-I-C-H-U, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, X-I. Pardon me, this is the old Mayan term.
Okay.
X-ray, Indian, Charlie, hotel, uniform.
Okay.
And if you put it into Google, it'll bring up all of the information. It goes back very far. But again, we're going to have all of our own assayers and surveyors go in and verify everything.
Okay, well,
weren't
there a few words that you had with that one word? There was some other words that you had.
Guanajuato.
Yeah, how do you spell that one?
That's a good one. You can actually just type in GTO, which is the short abbreviation.
Okay, great. All right. Excellent. Okay, well, that's good. Now, you were talking about the work that you're doing with TM. What's that all about?
I was really turned on by a YouTube that I an interview with Mr. David Lynch. And I had the pleasure of speaking with their representative following that. And Chris, who is the representative from the Central American region, and as well David, who is the main reception line or intake coordinator. And they both got on the line, and they were talking to me, and they were saying that David directly, Mr. Lynch, is absolutely, he's just devastated, and he's overwhelmed by that anybody can come in and do something with such drive, ambition, and overwhelming power to make his work. And he has agreed that he, too, will take on a whole floor, just as yourself, and he may actually request several, because when this thing hits the air, Mr. Lynch will probably appear directly. I know he will be there at the opening ceremonies, and we're also going to have other individuals. We have Robin Johnson, who is a longtime speaker and teacher at UCLA Anderson, of which I am an alumni, and she teaches about civil rights, both for LGBT, which was the conference that I attended in L.A. It was a week-long conference wherein I met so many people from around the world in all work walks of life. Just as an example of a couple, I met Mr. Larry Berry, who is the equities analyst at Goldman Sachs, a very influential and a very, very good part for this, because he can actually set up a lot of the transfers and a lot of the information that they need for that gold aspect. Another that I have is Eli Lilly and Company. That was Mr. Carlos Campoy. As well, Andrew Corston, who is the British Telecom, he's the manager of the British Telecom training budgets and supplier. Again, that can be used in our telecommunications, which we plan to use exclusively satellite, and that's part of that 170 part that you were asking me about. Because at the top of the building, we're going to have a huge dome. It's actually the Earth. And the Earth will spin at designated times, morning, afternoon, and evening. And it'll be a huge, spectacular display that can be seen for miles away. That the architects and designers that I've already spoken with have assured me that they can make this happen. It's going to be built right into the bedrock, right into the foundation. It's going to go 175 feet into the ground. And it's going to be a round building so that it will be wind resistant and built with the technology that exceeds the World Trade Center.
So talk a little bit, excuse me, about how you were thinking about incorporating the Transcendental Meditation here.
Again, we're going to be offering these services to all members who attend the Institute.
Excuse me.
And they will be allowed to attend all of the training for free. Now, I know that Mr. Lynch has stated that he does have a $2,000 fee just to motivate people and to get them to be serious, because if they don't pay, they don't learn, and they don't take it seriously. And I have to agree with that. And I am really considering and reconsidering the fee structure for my own institute, simply so it's not stated as a direct conflict with Mr. Lynch's institute.
Well, that sounds good. So is there anything else that you want to tell people about this, Rico?
Well, let me see here. I mean, I would love to tell you more about the alumni staff, because it just really opens the door for everything. And again,
okay,
I have spoken with Miss Deborah Robbins, and she has herself been personally, and again, she's another world-class speaker. I mean, she has been involved in civil rights right back into the very beginning of the civil rights movement. So she has a lot of very impressive credentials that I can't say rival yours, but she certainly is in the same league.
What exactly will she be doing?
She has already begun calling all of the people who attended my the training that I had in Los Angeles. There are 18 people that she has called, and many of these people are losing their jobs because of trades and mergers, and a lot of the things that are happening today are causing these executives, very fine executives, to lose their jobs. So she knows that many of them have lost their jobs, including Kodak. I had, her name was Miss Patricia Gorey, She was the finance director of Ethan Kodak company, and it got taken over by a much larger company, and I don't know what that company is. As well, I have Mr. Lawrence Reba, who works at Hewlett-Packard. I have Mr. Andrew Resnick, who is the executive education programs in San Diego, and he is the direct liaison to Ms. Robin, Deborah Robbins, excuse me. And he also works at UCLA Anderson.
So, Rico, if excuse me, if people are just tuning in right now and would like to get a summary of what you're up to, why don't you just go through it briefly and just summarize this project for people?
Sure. This has been a progression in my whole life. I have been a hypnotist for over 13 years, much under your teaching and tutelage. And I used to watch the news, and as a gag, I thought that emotional issues in my head for 40 years would never go away. And all that aside, the bottom line is that I've been in a state of depression for much of my life, which you helped me very generously with your deep inner mind techniques. I have natural empathic abilities, which I inherited from my mom and my grandmother being a shaman. She was an active shaman, and she taught me all about herbs and spices and a lot of the remedies that can change my life. And I've had to deal with grief and closure when my mom died. Again, that helped me with in my hour of need, because I'd never truly accepted the fact that my mother was gone. So I meditate every day, using hypnosis, which basically lends me into the transcendental state. I just do the countdown like you do. I do the 5 to 1. Actually, I believe this is Carl Banyan, another very, very great man, and I'm sure very close and personal friend of yours. Yeah. I also truly love Mr. Brookhouse. He's in UK.
Mm-hmm.
And I have purchased many of his books, if not all, as well as those from Mr. Banyan. And I have a full collection of everything that you've ever written as well.
Great.
And my library takes up a whole shelf on my maple shelf, which I have 7 different shelves on. They're about a foot and a half, about 18 inches. And your books fit right in there perfectly.
Excellent.
I also maintained the CD that you gave me, as well as the tape from the first hypnosis session that we did, and this was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the CD I still listen to. As a matter of fact, I listened to it just before this broadcast because it is so charming and so warm. And you mentioned the countdown, and I can imagine in my mind doing the hand drop technique that you use. And it's so wonderful and so gentle. I have been subjected to a lot of stereotypical subjugation, you know, of reality. I am gay, living with my life partner, Javier. And many straight people are, especially men, are usually jealous of what Javier and I have, because we have an open, warm, and honest, and absolutely true relationship. And we've been together for 15 years. For 8 years, unofficially, 2 years that we were in the courtship area. And I'm straight-identified. Males wish that they could have what we have. My gifts, are also communication. I speak from source. I understand that the source transcends sexuality. And it doesn't matter what sex you are, and I truly believe that we are a little bit male and a little bit female, because you just can't separate it. You're coming from your mom, female. You're coming from your dad, who's carrying the sperm into the ovum, and we just can't deny the fact of what we are. And I believe spiritually, I know that the Mayans have said for years, there is no difference, and that's where the true understanding via yourself, and again, Ms. Robin Johnson, will really lend a huge part within the community, and all of the mine workers We're estimating that we're going to need over 1,000 employees and staff just for the Institute, possibly many more, because everybody will be offered world-class service and offered their own bellman right outside of the door, waiting and standing by. And as well, we're offering the holistic medicine to all Institutes and staff and mine workers, the mine workers are going to be working very, very hard, and they will definitely need the services of the holistic medicine. And I, again, as I stated, my grandmother was very deep into this, and I only wish and I pray to God that I had had more insight myself before the passing of my mom. And I watched her die of cancer. She had lymphatic cancer. Excuse me, I get emotional when I talk about it, because now I realize that it is treatable. We just had an example of a gentleman, a little boy, he was 16 years old, who wanted to do exactly the same therapy, which is hydrogen peroxide therapy, the same therapy that I will do very shortly when I get to Mexico. And it only takes a quarter cup of hydrogen peroxide into a full tank, or a full bathtub, if you will, of water. And you just sit in it for 15 minutes to a half hour, and you do this 3 times a week for 1 month. And at the end of that time, and with a progressive and additional amount of hydrogen peroxide, you actually ended up with, by progressing it over a quarter cup at a time, so you're starting with a quarter cup, and then a half cup, and then three quarters of a cup, and then finally a cup. And that progression continues for the full time in therapy. And it cures just about everything.
Can you do that in the bathtub?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you want
as a matter of...
You want to say that again, those amounts?
Yes, they're progressive. They start out at a quarter cup. They progress into a half cup, then 3/4 cup, and then 1 cup, and that's 1 month. And many illnesses are already being proved by a research, and much of this is being squandered away by both the FDA and the Federal Drug Administration, because they are under a blanket of deception that includes AIDS, which simply, as anybody who's in the LGBT community will recognize, that the clubs are open until 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes longer. They also have after-hours parties where they sit there and they just continue dancing until all hours of the evening, and they offer food, which is very rarely touched. And people are basically looking there for a quick hookup. And it has already been proven by much research, and this is all research that I have acquired and promulgated over these many years since I watched my first true love in this world, Mr. Anthony Martinez, who I just called, we used to just call him Rafa, because his name is Antonio Rafa Martinez. And I watched him die, and he basically told me, no, I don't want to take the medication, it makes it worse. So, pardon me, I just ate some soup that I spiced up pretty good. Bear with me, I'm sorry.
I'm wondering if anybody, any of the listeners, has any questions. And I'm not familiar with how people can ask the questions, but I'm wondering if people would like to ask.
I know that we have the production staff standing by, and I believe that they will relay the calls directly.
Okay.
And if they're listening, I would hope that they can step in and relay the contact information that they can call in on.
Mm-hmm. All right, but I would welcome anybody who has a question to come on in and ask it. As I said, I'm not certain how they can do it technologically, but if the technical staff is listening, perhaps you can assist others to ask questions. So, okay, if we don't have a question yet, let's go back here and talk a little bit more. Tell me a little bit about your connection with TM.
My connection, again, as I mentioned, was I was really heightened by, we had a speaker at UCLA Anderson who was talking about the many aspects that can be used actively in your life to make changes. And it really struck a chord with me when she mentioned that Mr. Lynch has a TM meditation center and he's looking to populate them throughout the world. Well, that really hit base with me, and it made me think that if he can do this in using his own funds, how can I do it to mine, to make mine a self-engaging, self-promoted, self-everything? And that's when, through my own transcendental meditation, I have yellow pads that I have, under hypnosis, literally, I was sitting there with my eyes open in a very, very deep trance, and my hand was moving in such a fashion that I was literally shaking at the end of it. And by these examples, they told me that you are literally sitting on a gold mine, and that we, and I speak in the general because I speak in the duality because that's what I truly believe that I am. They said, seek out the people who can help you to get this mission done. And they said, we can do this ourselves because we have all of the resources right in this one pueblo to make this happen. And again, as I stated, I have absolute driving force behind me that's leading me in this direction. And I cannot put the brakes on it. There's just no way. And even the stumbling blocks I turn into stepping stones, including all of the unheard of problems that I've had with a Winnebago that I am living with right now on the street in front of an area in our apartment complex, because I just don't have the ability to get around now. My partner takes the truck to work. He uses it on the weekend and he helps any way that he can, but he's getting to the point where he is so stressed out that he stresses me out more. And it has totally exacerbated the fact that I have lost over 25 pounds. And if you recall, I wasn't portly, but I was certainly very, very fit because I was going jogging every morning. I was playing with my cats all the time, of which I have three, two of which escaped at some point, and that totally still breaks my heart. And I am going to go down to the Marin Animal Shelter as soon at my earliest convenience, probably this weekend. They have a fair where they state that they have over 250 kittens and cats. So I am definitely a big animal lover, and I truly believe that they keep me grounded. And their love just cannot be compared in many ways to a human, because a human can't lay on your lap and purr, and you can't feel the vibrations, and you can't feel their love when they come up and cuddle you on the neck and lick your hands and lick your face and just want to be near you. It's a feeling that is just truly unmistakable, and anyone who has puppies, they get the same feeling, and to smell the baby's breath when they're babies, as I did with my kittens, because they were born literally in my arms, as I was fostering one of the outdoor cats for a complex that I was living in. It was a condo, and I literally sat there and assisted her using my paramedic skills again, which came in over the process of time, and those babies have lived with me for all of their lives. I literally bottle fed them because the mother eventually didn't want any part of them anymore, and she really much pushed them away. So I was their mommy, and still am. They call me Ma. That's how they refer to me. They call Javier Ima. I mean, it's very specific in their tone and their vocalizations, and it's unmistakable. So they keep me grounded in a large part of this. And they really, really help me to relax and unwind. Mm-hmm. When you have five cats sitting on you.
Do you have any plans for gaining your weight back?
Oh, absolutely. I am going to be contacting the Marin Collective tomorrow. They're at a Fairfax and right nearby the chiropractor that I've used. And he actually recommended them to me. He stated that they have a humanitarian delivery system and they will set me up with a vaporizer. So mm-hmm. When I was using some that Javier was bringing me, but it was absolute. I mean, it was off the street. It was really horrible. He was getting it from a friend of his.
And what was this you were doing? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I was using some really cheap marijuana that Javier was finding at his work.
And what were you using this for? Was this
I was trying to. No, it was not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that is freely available, and I just didn't have the resources to go down to pick it up at the Oakland co-op. So, and again, they were of the false diagnosis of HIV because everybody that presents with severe weight loss and lack of appetite and anything like that and presenting migraines, as I've had since birth, they automatically stamp you with the diagnosis of AIDS. That's the nature of the Alameda Community Center.
So what is the reason that you've lost that weight?
Because I have been under so much stress by virtue of all of the problems that I've had with this RV. I mean, we had to change every single accessory part. We had to change the alternator. And just yesterday afternoon, it blew a head gasket.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do about all this? What are you going to do?
Again, I'm hoping that with the generous contributions, I'm hoping that I can go ahead and buy a Winnebago, a new one. They actually have a bus model. It's only $269,000, which, well, I say only, but by comparison, some of these go up as high as millions of dollars. And within them, it's 8 bedrooms. One is 12 by 8, which, 12 by 10, which Javier and I will share our California king bed. They are air mattresses, and they are absolutely wonderful. And the other rooms will be occupied by my mother-in-law, who herself has many medical problems. She's a past alcoholic, or I should say present, because every time that Javier calls, it depresses her so much because he hasn't visited her in so long, 13 years.
So let me ask you something, Rico. How can hypnosis help you? Have you been thinking about a new program for yourself so that you can be helped by hypnosis?
Absolutely. I use your CD,
mm-hmm.
Which guides me very deep into hypnosis. I do the countdown, usually 20 to 1.
Does this help
and
you to relax?
Yes, it sure does.
Okay.
It does greatly.
Good.
And usually after each of the little battles that I have to confront with Javier, that's exactly what I do. I just ask him, well, calm down or sit down and just meditate with me because he also has the Silva program, which I have certainly stated that he should use more frequently. I also have the deepening or awakening to, I forget what it's called. It's a 3-CD case that's called Dive, and it's put out again by Mr. I am really sorry.
No problem.
Anyway, it's a 30-minute series of CDs where you start off at 1 to condition your mind for the alpha, and then you have a second for the theta, and the third, which is for the blending of the two in a very soft waterfall sound that pervades the CD. And it also has...
I think that maybe if you listen more frequently or at different intervals, that'll have a more profound impact on you, and you can get your relaxation back.
Absolutely,
and
then you
can gain your weight back too.
I do agree with that. I think that the main thing, I mean, when I was using medicinal marijuana, it brought my appetite back almost instantly.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was literally running to the fridge, or Javier was bringing me snacks because he knew that I had a problem, and at the time he thought I was dying. And I was, because I had such severe and rapid weight loss simply because of the stress.
Uh-huh.
And stress is literally the first killer for multiple sclerosis.
So
as well as...
you have multiple sclerosis, that's what you're saying. And
yes, ma'am.
You have some ideas about how you can do some more self-healing.
Absolutely. Again, I do listen to those CDs that I was referring to.
Yeah.
I do enter into the alpha, which is just the light state of hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
which renders you into the theta, which is a much more deeper and a more direct connection with the theta. And I do listen. I love the waterfalls. As a matter of fact, I have it on a phone. Well, I just re-imaged my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I can easily retransfer the contents of it by just swapping out the SIM chip again.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, how about if I do a little healing prayer for you right now? Would you like that?
I would be absolutely honored if you would.
Wonderful. So just let yourself relax. Take a nice deep breath in. Let yourself relax completely. Nice, good, deep breath in. Breathing in and breathing out and allowing yourself to let all worries and cares go by the wayside and let them just float into the air as you relax. And you go deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation and peace as I count from 5 to 1, and you're able to go even deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'm going to count one more time from 3 to 1, and this time you may be able to double your relaxation. 3, down, deeper, down. If anyone is listening to this and driving, just keep your eyes wide open. If you're relaxing, let your eyes close down and rest. 3, down, down, down. 2, so very relaxed. And 1, deeper, deeper down. And as you rest and as you relax, you open yourself to allow the power of healing to come into your life, to come into your world. The healing power itself, you may experience it as sunshine, or a ray of light, or an energy, an experience of energy that perhaps you feel in your chest, or your head, or your heart. Or perhaps you experience this healing power as the power of water. Or maybe it's a love that you're experiencing deep in your heart of hearts. And you can communicate with this power. You say, thank you for being here with me. I honor this healing power. I am the power of healing. And I am healing myself now. I call upon all the angels, the guides, the masters, the groups, the healing ones, to be with me, to strengthen me, to surround me, to protect me, to open up the experience of love in my heart. So now, in your mind's eye, just imagine yourself as healed and whole. Imagine yourself looking and feeling just the way you'd like to look and to feel. Experience yourself as radiant and peaceful and connected with all that is, and happy, joyful, and grateful. And you say, thank you, dear beloved healing power. I thank you so very much for your presence in my world and in my life. I am so filled with gratitude that you're here with me and here for me. And you let your heart open up even more. So you can connect with the heart of love that is in all things. You go beyond the limitations of your physical form and open up to something that is much larger, the healing power, that which is, that which always has been and always will be. And you feel blessed and filled with gratitude. And because you are the recipient of this great healing, you also have the power to send it out. Send it out to all the dear beings all over this globe who are suffering and in difficulty. Send it to the courageous people of Iran, Iraq, all parts of the United States, and every other country in this world, people who are wanting and needing connection with this magnificent power. Send it from your heart so that you connect with all that is. I am that I am, the power of healing. I am that I am, the great power, the transformational power. I am that I am, healing myself now. You just allow yourself to open so that this great power can penetrate every single cell of your body and every single thought of your mind and every single feeling in your emotions. The healing power transforms you, opens you, loves you so completely. Just allowing it into your life and into your world, and see if there's a way that you can contact this healing power at any time. See if there's a word or a phrase that comes to you right now that symbolizes what you're experiencing right this very moment. A word or a phrase. And then take that word or phrase and let it reverberate through your entire being. And put your thumb together with your index finger. And again, say your word or phrase to yourself in a very powerful way. And know that you have this power to invoke your healing and your transformation, helping you to make your dreams come to fruition right here and right now. You open up your mind and all your thoughts to the perfect light so that you are in touch with enlightenment and the transformation of all the darkness that really is illusion, but is the illusion of darkness of the world that is transformed by the beauty and magnificence of the light. So if you're floating off to sleep now, you can go ahead and do that. But if you're ready to come back, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll be able to open up your eyes feeling filled with light and filled with life, with a sense of great well-being and deep peace and happiness and all good things and know that you can always reforge this connection by putting your thumb together with your index finger and saying your word or your phrase to yourself, letting it reverberate through every single cell. So if you're ready to come back, I'll count 1, 2, ready to open up your eyes, 3, 4, and 5, opening your eyes wide open, fully alive and awake, feeling happy and peaceful and wonderful and great. So are you there? Are you back? You hear Rico? Well, perhaps you have fallen to sleep. What I'd like to do, if people are still on the line here, is just tell you how you can get in touch with me if you're interested. My name is Marilyn Gordon, and one of my websites is lifetransformationsecrets.com, and another one is hypnotherapycenter.com. And if you take yourself over to any of these sites, you can get a free ebook. I have a 100-page ebook of extraordinary healing. And go ahead and you can put your name and your email address and you can download it. We have another ebook on called The New Business for Spiritual Entrepreneurs, How to Do Online Business, teleseminars and articles and e-newsletters, etc. And we have all kinds of wonderful courses, teleseminars, telecourses, trainings. We have in-person courses and sessions and books and DVDs and CDs, all kinds of great things. If you go to the Transformation Store at lifetransformationsecrets.com. So another name for me, it's the Life Transformation Teacher, and my name is Marilyn Gordon, and I welcome you to be in touch. I don't know what happened to Rico. He was on here just a few minutes ago, and he was talking about his hopes and dreams and how you can get involved. And my hope and dream is for you to be happy, for you to be fulfilled, for you to be filled with spirit, and for you to have an abundant life. That's my hope for you. And I would love for you to connect with me when and if you can. I'd be happy to connect with you. You can send me a message on one of our sites and get in touch. So if you have a question, we just have about a minute. You can ask your question. Okay, well, if not, in a moment I'm going to be signing off and thanking you for being present and sending you love and blessings and wishes for your transformation from darkness into light, from limitation into expansiveness, helping your life to transform into the highest of the high. And I want to thank you so much for being here, and I send you many blessings. Take care. Bye-bye.